Line brings you the old-time radio program, the Wild Boar News Podcast from sunny South Florida. Welcome, I'm Dr. Matthew McMahon. Jingles, pithy sayings that get your limited attention in today's soundbite technological age. Such Christian cliches go something like this. Just pray no. That's right, that's what it said. Just pray no. 16th Annual Worldwide Weekend of Prayer and Fasting, organized by the Just Pray No Nonprofit Corporation. This is a group of crazy-matic intercessory prayer warriors that pray to break bondages and to pull down the strongholds of addiction from every state in the United States, and, by the way, just in case you didn't know, from six continents as well. Stephen Sherman is founder of the jingle, Just Pray No. I think he must have been around for Nancy Reagan's Just Say No campaign. Or how about this one? Woman, thou art loosed. T.D. Jakes continues to tout his theological moronity with these crazy-matic sayings and pithy soundbite allusions to his ideas surrounding what we would call deliverance ministries. Or how about this one? Expand your borders. Bruce Wilkinson, the author who wrote The Prayer of Jabez, now has the modern church encouraging one another to expand their borders. The book, not Jabez's actual prayer in the Bible, promises rewards from God that God does not promise in the Bible. Wilkinson believes that mantraism, prayers of repetition like the Romanists, somehow unlock magical formulas for earnest believers. Even in the realm of pretty good theology, we find some of these pithy sayings unleashed. For example, discipline without direction is drudgery. Donald Whitney, in his book Spiritual Disciplines of the Christian Life, uses this pithy phrase to outline the steps to Christian fulfillment in sanctification through all 249 pages. Or how about this one? God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. John Piper's book, Desiring God, attempts to summarize the Christian life in a pithy saying. With such a saying, the Christian has everything he needs to understand life, his life, before God. Piper claims that the Westminster Puritans thought this way as well. That is why he used the Westminster Shorter Catechism's first question and answer to set the stage for his entire work. Well, there is a problem with pithy sayings and Christian cliches that have an adverse effect on the elect's sanctification. The problem is that 21st century Christendom is the only age in the history of the church that created pithy sayings to summarize entire doctrinal strata. Augustine has clever sentences, no doubt, but no pithy sayings that summarize one of his entire works. He wrote thousands of pages on hundreds of subjects comprising the Christian life. One cannot run to Calvin or Luther and find pithy sayings or cliches that summarize entire doctrinal ideas. Certainly, the Puritan era up and through Jonathan Edwards has no interest in trying to summarize the Christian life in a single sentence. It's quite the opposite. William Jenkin wrote 1,500 pages on the single chapter of the book of Jude. William Green wrote over 3,200 pages on the book of Ezekiel. James Durham wrote over 2,000 pages on Revelation. George Newton wrote 1,600 pages on the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John. Thomas Jacob wrote 1,550 pages on the 8th chapter to the book of Romans. Martin Luther has over 52 volumes in his writings. Calvin, the same. Clever marketing jingles that allow Christians to remain ignorant and unstudied are not the message pastors and theologians need to send the masses. Men like Jakes and Wilkinson, Osteen, Hinn, Sherman, Copeland, Hagee, and others who thrive on the inane moronic theology that attracts the masses, which infect people around the globe, should really be locked up and banished to some Pacific island together. And the marketing strategies of even theologically sound ministers ought to be tossed out. Christ desired his people to know the Word, not to sum up the Word in a single sentence to make it easy to remember. Paul did not say that pithy sayings will make you wise to salvation. Rather, he said, very clearly, in 2 Timothy 3:15, that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Learning, then, takes a lifetime. And just a note, remember, a Puritan's mind exists to bring people around the globe biblical and reformed covenantal theology to a church that is making little, if any, ripple in today's society. Go to www.apuritansmind.com for more information on the gospel, the Christian life, the Westminster Standards, and much more that is spiritually edifying and for the glory of the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. This is Dr. Matthew McMahon signing off.
Good night, then, until this same time next week.